I want to share a few words about this practice, this listening, which is not thinking, finding causes, reason, but it's really a new beginning together, and it's very beautiful. As absurd as it is, may sound, it almost seems like time travel. But it's really possible to be with that child, or even with the person we were a few years ago, who had a difficult time, and being with him, with her, breathing together, and something really happened. This is a healing, because that moment is written in the body, and is thanks to the body, to the sensation, that the healing happens. When we speak of sensation in the body, we speak of an inhabited body. We speak of inhabited body, and therefore we are whole. Our problem is that we become separate, we split into two. For example, at the computer is all mind, and the body is abandoned like a sack. And when we find it at the end, it is very painful. Unfortunately, this pain pushes us to continue to run away. Push us to keep throwing ourselves into the virtual. A vicious circle is created. We experience it personally. Even these Japanese guys, who are famous for this compulsion to repeat, which lead them to depend on the virtual, on the digital. But it's precisely this disconnection that once we return, the pain is so intense. This return in its integrity is so intense that it drives us to continue, to take refuge in the separation, in the virtual, which does not only happen with computers, but the virtual is the ultimate expression. Here it is something opposite. Being together is a listening, respect, and that is why it is very brave, because when we get in touch with the sensation, all the unresolved comes out, even the contraction, which is why it is very brave what we are doing, how our whole path have been a sensitive going back into feeling, and that this shift from thinking to feeling. Feelings means to be whole. Thinking is being separate. It is like trusting life again and to its intelligence instead of our own little intelligence, and to this effort of trying to adjust, of pushing a security in the condition, which is very human, but is wonderful to discover how in the simplest teaching, even whose of the gospel, that is this reality which have nothing to do with religion as we think of it, but have to do with life, namely the discovery of a trust that we can truly remember. In the practically this stopping, thanks to this object, we have in our pocket a small inscription that we have made to ourselves, a small drawing, a things we like, and that we meet with our eyes, that can also always be different, remind us that we are free, that we are always free. This is the great understanding. This is the great discovering. Freedom is not something I will obtain in the future, when everything goes well, when I have a crazy boyfriend, a crazy job, when I will win. This freedom is already there. In reality, we touch it the moment we achieve success, because in that moment we hear to life. But it is not because we achieve it that we are happy, but we are happy because in that moment we adhere to life. We are life in that moment. There is no longer the rejection of life. It is not the things. It's not the success. It's not getting the perfect boyfriend, because we are looking on the same path. The same path as when we just got engaged. We look at the same thing that we look at every day, but we leave it in beauty, and it's not because there is something new or we have achieved something new, but simply because we adhere to live, because we do not reject it. Now, this little tree breathes is actually a gesture. It is a stopping. It is a feeling where it is possible naturally, and give oneself three breaths, interrupting all thoughts, that the more excited we are, the stronger it is, because emotion, especially the painful one, is made up of thoughts and feelings. Thoughts and feelings, but the fact of living these three breaths, this trust, this courage to stop and feel, because the three breaths are feeling. Here, this small gesture made now, when conditions are not perfect, but still good, still comfortable condition, will allow us one day, when anger manifests itself, a heart, when the whole body of pain manifests itself, at that moment image that you can take this listening, that is to do like a timeout with the story, with the physical pain, because it is true and sensation, thought and sensation. Of course, it is very painful at that moment, and because it is extremely courageous to go through from thinking, which is anesthetic, or to feeling, which is very intense, is very courageous. But we have developed a trust in this. The way out is in. The way out is in. At this moment in us, there is a drop of freedom. And if we can touch freedom in that moment, then we truly know that freedom is always with us. Truly, think of a ray of sunshine in a completely overcast sky. We have completely forgotten about the sun, There is a cape of clouds. Everything is dark. And for an instant, an accepted ray of sunshine, and everything changes, because the sun is remembered, this freedom is remembered, that accompany us. We need to put an object in our pocket, a small object that perhaps even brings a smile to our face. Traditional, we put holy cards or holy images, but to steal a smile from us, we can put whatever we wish, something that is serious, that has a sacred dimension, and still, even if we put the smurf with the eyes, is still sacred, because what lead us to do is the bravest gesture and most liberating, not because it liberates us, but because it reminded us that we are already free, and if we can do it in that moment, then this path, this seven path, makes sense. Two small recommendations. Sorry, I don't like to give advice when we are going through a difficult time. One great suggestion that is in the Christian tradition: never change in the difficult moment. Decision you have made in a moment of peace. Look, it seems a trivial thing, but it's huge, because when we are in a difficult moment, that's when we are most confused, most hurt. We try to find a solution by changing things, by changing conditions, when we should instead make this movement of listening and caring. We try to solve outside. At that moment, never change. This is the suggestion that comes from tradition. And I must say, it has helped me a lot. Don't change your choice at that moment. When then peace returns, you can do that.